You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ziplining woos, Mace. Let's go. You missed it. He was waiting for you.
Yeah, I got a short circuit here.
Jorge was trying to tell one of your stories that I have not heard, so I want to hear it.
Okay.
The reason hotel gyms exist is because of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Watch the Arnold doc on Netflix.
Okay.
He explains it, but I heard it long before that in a podcast. So he was a former Mr. Olympia. He started, before he was an actor, he was a bodybuilder. And he said when these guys would go on to go to different cities, they, you know, sometimes you get, like tonight when I get into Salt Lake City, it's going to be 3 o'clock in the morning, and these guys wanted, you know, to stay on schedule and wanted to work out. And so Schwarzenegger goes, you know, everybody I know works out, why don't we put a gym in a hotel? And everybody mocked him and said, what a waste of space, like you would use a whole room for a gym. He goes, no, I'd use like five rooms for a gym. Like, make it like a gym. And if you, people will come and stay here if you have a good gym. And everybody thought he was crazy and it would never catch on. And now every good hotel in the world has a gym.
Every
a
fitness bad center. Hotel yeah. in yeah. the world has a gym. Has a gym.
With probably a bad gym,
yeah,
but that's okay.
A bad gym. Apparently, a bad place.
J.J.
Yeah.
Watt was staying at a place with one of the bad gyms that he, during the Super Bowl, he's at the hotel, which I'm assuming he's probably staying in a pretty nice place. He's J.J. Watt, right?
Yeah. Right.
That he was on the, say, the treadmill?
Something
sleep?
Like that. In the middle of a workout.
In the middle of
the
a
machines.
Workout at 6:30, he starts the workout in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And at 7, somebody taps him on the shoulder and says, gym's closed. You got to get out.
Buddy. Oh, yeah. I saw this. And then he complained.
Yes.
And then he withdrew his complaint.
Yeah. Well, he went
knew
on,
he was
he
being,
went on Instagram or something. He's like, am I the one that's crazy here closing the gym?
No, most hotels like this gym tonight when we get in.
24
in
hours.
Salt Lake City. Yeah.
Yeah. You in there?
No,
tonight,
no.
3 a.m.?
No, but I'll be
you
in there
tomorrow morning?
I'll be in there before anybody else in the morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, you're unlocking the door?
I don't sleep. Well, the door is never locked.
Yeah.
You just need a room key.
Are you a hotel gym guy?
I am, yeah. I like to have a gym. By the way, it's one of the few times I don't belong to a gym. So when I go, like next week, I'm going on vacation. They have a gym. That's where I will go.
Yeah. Where are you going on vacation?
It's interesting.
It's an undisclosed location?
No, it's not you. I'm going to a brand new hot springs resort place, but it's brand new and I'm reading negative reviews about it, and they're describing it as a soft open.
You don't want that.
As soon as you hear soft,
you don't
open.
Want that.
Why is that? Why is
soft
that?
Opens?
They don't have it.
That means they're
not
ready. I'll take a story about
they're
that.
Working out the kinks. They're trying to figure out what they don't know. They're trying to figure out what they do poorly.
Okay.
So the next person that comes in doesn't have to deal with that. Soft. Run for the hills, Mace. Yeah.
So I can extend that to if you're looking to buy a car. Okay. So I run cars into the ground. When I buy a car, I keep them until there's 200,000 miles on them. I'm not this. You know, some people get a new car every 3 years or whatever. I don't.
I'm with you.
Yep. I just keep cars till they die on the road. So for 15 years, I had a Lincoln Navigator and loved it. And I'm the type of guy that if I get a warning light on, my car's in the shop by the end of the day.
Yep.
I don't, you know, I stay on top of things, change the oil regularly. So my Navigator, 15-year run, greatest car I ever had, dies. So I go to my mechanic who works at the Lincoln dealer, and I say, hey, I'm going to pony up and get a new Navigator. And this thing is spectacular. It's got all the bells and whistles. It was the first year of a new model. I had it for a month, and I had to lemon lime.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Because it was now. That was 3 or 4 years ago.
I'm sure they got it figured out.
Oh, yeah, but that's
it's the
that's
beta
your
version.
Point. It was the soft open of the new
so,
Navigator.
So I'll read you part of a review that came out yesterday for this place.
Okay.
This place is still deeply under construction. 90% of the pools are closed.
Oh,
there
wow.
are not 50 pools yet. There are only 5, and none are actually natural hot springs. And one pool, the pictures online do not exist on the property at all. There are not enough tables, chairs, seating, shade, or amenities. There is construction
everywhere.
Why are
you still reading? What? I was out two sentences
okay,
ago.
Is it a couple reviews or many?
This is the one bad review. Now, how
read
do you,
a good review.
I don't have a good one. Juan sent me this one.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are you getting a deal?
Yeah, getting a deal.
Okay. Because if basically you're a guinea pig and they're giving it to you for a discounted rate to figure out what they don't do well.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But if you're looking to go on a nice vacation.
Yes.
And enjoy your time and get treated the way that you would like to be treated, do not go to a soft opening.
Reading that review, I feel like it's literally the whole place is under construction.
It does sound like that, right?
But here's
the
flashing lights.
But here's the thing I don't understand. So I went and looked at who wrote that review. And she, yes, Renee, has written a bad review for every place she has ever stayed.
There are those that exist.
There are no positive. There are those people that exist. Renee has never written a positive review.
So this might
be. Now, how do you factor that in?
Well, what she might be doing is playing a long game. Writes a very specific bad review, and then the hotel owner contacts her.
They take care of her.
Come back.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yep.
We'll make it right.
Yeah. We're very disappointed you had a substandard experience. Why don't you come back and let us try to make
sure,
it up for
exactly.
you?
Sure, exactly.
For free.
The place is going to be spectacular. It's out in Murrieta. It's called Murrieta Hot Springs.
Okay.
It looks, I've seen the finished pictures.
Are these artist renderings or is this real?
I think they are artist renderings.
Mason, what
now.
Are you doing?
But seriously.
Chad, you know when you have, they're about to build a stadium, but they haven't built
the model.
Stadium? That's what they're doing. Yeah.
They're giving like $250 off the room.
They're, okay. Again, there's a reason that they're giving you $250 off the room.
I think I'm going to try it anyway.
Website looks nice.
Yeah,
Doesn't the website look beautiful? I mean, seriously, it's like I want to go to the website.
I'm waiting for your review.
Yeah, my review, I will write. I'm not a review writer.
I've never written one. I wrote one.
I hate those things.
So I'm assuming it was bad?
No, it was good.
Oh.
Because I went to the dispensary. And the person says, you know, if you write a positive review on Yelp, they give you a BOGO.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh,
hold on
what's a
second.
BOGO?
Buy one, get one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Get one.
So she's like, yeah. I said, hold on. I'll write one right now. Tapped it
and
out.
You got,
and I said, there you go. She goes, there you go.
You know what I do? If I stay in so many hotels, I probably stay in 120 nights a year in a hotel. If anyone ever helps me, I always make a point of getting their name and finding out who the manager is and writing a short email and say, hey, I know a person in your job gets a lot of complaints. I just want to let you know that Travis Rogers went out of his way to run an Ethernet cord down the hallway and through two doors.
Very nice.
And I'll never
just
forget
making
it.
That up off the top of your head, I'm assuming.
No. It may happen tonight.
Do you guys ever call if something didn't go right, you went to a hotel or a restaurant? I will call and let them know, like, and I won't even give a.
You'll call rather than email?
I'll call, and I will let them
after?
Know.
You have to
like
talk
the day
after.
Next day?
Yeah. After. I'll call.
That's awkward. But hey, your place sucks?
No. I'll tell them, like, hey, just some input here.
Yeah.
This might be helpful. And I will tell them this is what we experienced. Nobody gets put out on blast. I don't have to put it online. And
right,
all of a sudden
you're
I'm
not
going to
tweet about it.
It's just, hey, this
you're
is.
You're not going to talk about it on Lakers Talk.
This is what we noticed, so fix it. I guess is the best.
Hey, Laker fans, I stayed in a really bad hotel.
I was listening to Slee last night. But I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like I'm not a fan. If I could give somebody advice on something, I will give it. But I don't want to just blast somebody.
Have you gone on the radio and lit something up? They had a bad
sure
experience
somewhere along the line. Oh,
did
yes,
you have? Did you have
point.
Like an?
Yeah,
yeah.
I did Spirit Airlines. Remember, I was doing the.
That's right. Yeah. Now I one time was on the floor in the Detroit airport waiting for a flight.
I remember this. He went nuclear.
And I was so pissed off. So I sent...
He basically, you out on Twitter like, at Delta, where are you?
Yeah, where are you? I'm on the... And you know what?
You know where I am? I'm on the floor of the airport.
They got right back to me, and I did wind up on a flight.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it worked.
Squeaky wheel.
Squeaky wheel. But it's kind of a jerk move.
I'm uncomfortable doing it.
Yeah,
I don't like doing it. So
you weren't on the floor of the Detroit airport.
No, that may get me off my ass and to actually type out the tweet or whatever. My thing is just I'm just never coming back.
Right.
Right.
That's it. Like, if I had a restaurant,
I have less tolerance than you. My wife has way more tolerance than me, so she'll put up with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
If somebody screws up once, I say, all right, if it happens again, I'm out.
It depends on what it is, right? If it's a restaurant that the first time you go to, it's bad, I'm never coming back.
Yeah, sure.
If it's a restaurant I've been to 5 or 6 times and it's good and it's a bad one, I'll come back, but if you give me a second bad one, we're out the door.
Yeah, you got too many choices.
That's it. And especially if you're paying for something, right?
Yeah,
if you're
paying
for something, I don't want you to get it right the next time. It's like, I need it to be right the first time.
So you'll be proud of me, Ireland. On Saturday, we met my mom and not stepdad Leo and a bunch of people, my Aunt Linda, a bunch of people at the Mission Inn, where there's a great Mexican restaurant there. And it's sort of halfway between Palm Springs and L.A.
Riverside, so, right?
Riverside, yeah. Mission Inn is spectacular.
It's got great
place.
Beautiful. Theme rooms.
Yeah.
It's a really good
beautiful.
Idea.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And everybody ordered, and everybody's food came out except mine. My food did not show up. My food did not show up until everybody eaten, and some of the plates had already been taken away.
Did you?
They didn't charge
something?
You, did they?
You didn't
they
say anything.
They did charge. I was surprised they charged me.
You didn't say anything.
She came out and apologized and said, "There's a new machine, and I didn't do it right, and I'm so sorry."
Oh, she forgot to put it in.
She forgot to put it in.
All right, now this is where the rubber meets the road.
Yep.
Did it affect her tip?
No.
You've changed. You're turning over a new leaf.
I'm okay with that.
How many people were in your party?
9.
And you were the only one that had
a
misfire?
They should have
comped
that.
Yeah.
Yes, they should take that off the bill, and her tip should not be negatively affected.
No, I did not. We tipped her like the normal, I think 20, 25%, something like that. So we did
was
the
she very,
right
like,
thing.
Sincerely
she was
apologetic?
Super sincere. What I don't like is when people are jerks.
Sure.
That's the thing that sets me off is if you're a jerk, whether things are going good or bad in the weeds, all that stuff, as long as you're like nice about
and
it, you say,
ownership.
Look, I'm trying here.
Like you're was a woman waitress.
Yes.
So your waitress comes and said, listen, I fouled up. I forgot to put it in. Okay. No problem. Just get it out as soon as you can.
Yeah.
No big deal. But
everybody had left.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I'll go check. Like, just come on, man. Right. Fajitas are good.
Yeah. Fajitas are good. Yeah. I love fajitas.
Don't do that with Trev because if you like
mention
give the
a food
detail
item.
Of it, then he's gone.
Yeah, okay, I'll mention a detail to you. So fajitas. Yeah. I got shrimp fajitas.
Okay.
Now, this irritates me. The tails were on the shrimp in shrimp fajita. Now, I do not like to work to eat my food.
Okay.
So I did take them off and all that, but I would never get shrimp fajitas again there because
of the tail.
I don't want to take the tails off and go through that whole thing.
That's a presentation thing. Sometimes they're a little prettier with the tail, according to some. I'm with you. I'd rather have them tailless.
Next time I'll get chicken
first
or
you
steak.
Didn't get your food on time. Then the
then
tails
they gave
are
the
on
tails.
The shrimp.
Who, what are we, animals?
And then you're going on vacation next week where they're in the middle of construction.
What
the hell
is
going on?
What is happening in my life?
I was out to eat with my folks. This is a couple of weeks ago. We're up at a place in Santa Barbara. Good place. The food was great. So I ordered a half dozen oysters to start.
Nice.
And they just forgot to come out. So the next thing you know, all the three entrees come out. And the waitress, she sets them down. She goes, oh, my gosh, I realized I didn't bring the oysters. And she goes, I'm so sorry. I said, no problem, but you can bring them right now.
We'll bring them along.
And she brought them along and
you're
ready to go, right?
Yeah,
your appetizer doesn't have to come first.
Everyone was eating like tiramisu and cheesecake.
Yeah, right.
I had oysters.
I had the molten chocolate cake and here come the oysters.
Tails on or off, Slee?
I'm okay if they're on.
I don't like on.
That's okay.
And, by the way, and crab legs, forget it. I'm not working
too much work.
Yeah, too
crab
much work.
Crab is delicious, but
great.
Like to crack it and all that stuff. John, tails on or off?
Off.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
All right, chefs.
What are we, animals? Tails on our shrimp?
They are kind of pretty when they're hanging over the edge.
Talk about like 1% stuff. I want the tails off my
How
shrimp.
How dare you give me tailed shrimp? This is my favorite conversation we've had in quite some time. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No. Oh, God. Uh-oh.
Reddit's back.
Good afternoon. And it is a good afternoon.
It is, and wait till you find out what.
You guys are all buzzing about something.
This is the greatest. Okay. Hit the breaking news sounder.
Oh, boy. What the hell is breaking?
I don't like it.
But you gotta live with it.
I do. I have no choice.
Sports books all over America have spoken.
Yes.
We hit the Reba bet.
We did!
We hit the Reba bet, here's why.
Why? What's the detail?
Okay, so here's the Reba bet. Mason and I both bet a bunch of money during the Super Bowl. And one of the things we each bet on was length of the national anthem under 89.5.
Yes.
So Reba sings the anthem, mm-hmm. and she goes about 94.
Yep.
She goes over, and we lose.
She added an extra
line. But as
Greg
Bergman now, because he's Mao, the manager of
Mao
Audio Operations.
It's a really good title.
Something that Greg has to live with in his world,
yep.
probably a phrase that as soon as he leaves this industry, he'll never want to hear again.
Yep. Never leaving this industry.
Is the phrase contest rules.
Oh.
Okay. As Greg will tell you, you have to follow the contest rules.
I've also had this experience.
Answer correctly.
Yes,
Mason.
Answer correctly.
So, as it turns out, here's the exact wording of the contest rules on the national anthem.
Okay.
All right. Quote, "For national anthem length, timing will count from the beginning of the first word of the anthem until the end of the last line."
Oh, and she added Home of the Brave a second time.
She did the last line twice.
Yes.
So what? So, you know.
Oh, yeah. So she did the last line.
So
stop
you know
clock.
What they're doing? You know what MGM Bet's doing? ESPN Bet's doing? All of it? They're paying both.
Oh, nice. That's
Which
smart.
Which means
that's smart.
You get an extra 5K,
yes.
and I hit a parlay and get 22K.
Nice.
Put it on the board, Greg.
Plus
Put
the
it
2K
on the
that I took away from you.
Right.
So that means that Ireland in the Super Bowl hit two different parlays.
That's amazing. The parlay king strikes.
The parlay
strikes.
King returns,
yeah.
but I'm still in third place.
Yeah.
you are.
Mason's still in first place. Craig's in second place. I'm in third. And Brian, how are you doing?
I'll be back. Don't worry. You know what I'm
you'll be back.
It's a long year.
My
yeah.
advice: don't bet anymore.
I got to bet big. I got to come back.
Yeah, there you go. That's the attitude,
you
Brian.
You made it to February.
Yeah,
right? You made it to
yeah,
that's a win.
You're
but,
doing well.
You know, this almost.
By the way, whenever we do Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to PrizePicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy.
And we should talk about how rare this actually is. You know, everybody I know has a bad beat story. You know, something that they had. Mostly Mace, you and I love to play poker.
Oh.
It's mostly like, I had full house, tens over jacks, and the guy beat me jacks over tens or
yes,
something.
Yes, exactly.
You know? But in gambling, you hardly ever get a break. This is a break.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to pay both the over and the under, and you and I skate for a little extra cash from what we thought we were getting.
It's not, nice. It's not just you two. I just asked Laura. She also bet the Reba bet.
Under?
So, yeah, she took
Oh, it doesn't matter what she took.
Doesn't matter.
She gets paid
both.
Either way.
Yes.
So well, wait, Laura, if you took the over, you won the first time.
Under.
You took the under. Okay.
Oh, this is over. You wrote under.
Well,
oh,
either way, she
doesn't
wins.
Matter. Less
if she
than,
bet
oh,
it,
the under.
If
yeah.
she bet it, she wins.
So she gets the $3K back, and then I add on $3K, so she gets $6K.
I was cursing Reba's name. I think I cursed her in a text to the four of you.
Yes.
And now I'm back on Team Reba.
Nice.
You know who Reba's boyfriend is?
No.
It's an actor who I think you may have had on your pod.
Okay.
A guy named Rex Lynn. He's on all the CSI shows.
I don't think I ever have, but I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
She also is like, isn't she like the person who discovered Kelly Clarkson?
Could be.
I think she was. Oh, you know, Usher, a lot of people were disappointed. I didn't realize it until last night that, you know, he discovered Bieber. And a lot of people felt like Bieber was going to be one of the guest stars, and Bieber apparently told him, I'm just not feeling it. But that would have really lit the place up.
Yeah, I read that too.
He did try it.
How did your TV bit go last night?
Were
you happy with it?
I look fat. I just...
Really?
Yeah, the angle was terrible. I need to talk to Alex about it. It went great. I love Alex.
You're going to be like Barbara Streisand. I only want you to shoot me from the left
correct.
Side.
Yeah, put me behind the desk. Behind the desk. Right. They put me in profile, which was a terrible
somebody
look for me.
Somebody told me that she brings her own makeup and lighting team with her when she comes
Barbara,
to
do- Oh, yeah. I heard a story about her that she was getting some Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globes, and she sent her assistant to sit in the seat and adjust the lighting, and then they took a picture of it, took it back to Barbara Streisand. Streisand said, no, still not right. The assistant goes back. They do the light one more time and comes back and shows. I mean, you want to talk about high maintenance.
That's nice work if you can get it. You know, one of my buddies in college, shout out to Jason Ricketts. Mm-hmm. I just saw Jason. He lives up in Northern California now. His job in college, remember the TV show Simon and Simon?
Oh, yeah, Simon and Simon, yeah.
Gerald McRaney and Jameson Parker, I think, was in it.
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah.
And, you know, the two brothers that would, you know, solve crimes or
yes.
something. So he was, Jason, was a professional hand model. So when they, like, for example, if you've got a shot, like, this phone is critical to the story.
Yes.
And so you need to see somebody picking up a phone. Well, they don't want to pay the lead, they don't want to pay Gerald McRaney
to hold
to
the
hang,
phone?
To hang around and shoot a scene where
oh,
you do
got
this.
It. Yeah.
So they paid my buddy Jason to basically, and so he would work as an extra, and so he was always on that show a lot. But his main job was the close-ups were always his hands. And it was fun watching the show with him because he would say, all right, watch this door. I'm about to open this door. And then you walk in and you open the
door. The cut-ins, he's getting all the cut-ins.
That was a great gig.
You know, there was a situation apparently during the halftime show where some beads off of somebody's costume came off and rolled across the stage, and somebody suggested that, you know, Usher could go down because there are beads on the stage.
Right.
And what do you think of when I say that?
Animal House.
Beads on the stage?
Can I have 5,000 marbles, please?
Oh, there you go. No, yeah. See, I think Showgirls.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's
Gina
how
Gershon.
Gina Gershon. They,
that's
talk
how
about
Elizabeth
a cutaway.
Berkeley got to the lead chair.
Yeah, the marbles went out on the stage. Yeah. So I don't remember a lot, but for some reason, I remember the movie Showgirls impeccably. I've watched it a lot of times.
Dave Singer, A. Martinez, and I went to that show, came out
Cinerama
on a
Dome.
Friday. And we went 9 a.m. Friday morning. You and I were on in the mornings back then.
At the CNN building.
And we were 5 to 9. It was playing right next door. I said, as soon as the show ends, we're all going to Showgirls.
Yep.
Before any reviews, before anything. I, of course, thought it was great.
Yeah.
Everybody else said it was the worst movie ever.
I interviewed Robert Davi one time, and he says, yeah, we all knew we were doing like a big campy movie.
Except
for Elizabeth Berkley, who took it all very seriously.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, God, here she
last
comes.
Last time you told that story, she tweeted, I will not be besmirched by some two-bit radio talk show host.
The Berkley Battalion is coming after me. Yeah. So, did you see Shohei yesterday at Dodgers spring training, 21 swings?
Yeah, but he used to do that when he played for the Angels. Batting practice for him is...
But a lot of people were like, is he ready? Is he going to be all that kind of stuff? 21 swings, 10 home runs.
Yeah.
He's not bad.
He's the best baseball player I have ever seen. Ever.
Well, yeah, nobody's ever done what he's done.
But, I mean, we've seen some great players. We've seen Mike Trout. We've seen Barry Bonds. We've seen, you know, Roger Clemens. We've seen all these dudes.
But we've never seen anybody never that seen hits anybody and pitches. Yeah, no, that's insanity. Bergman brought something up. Blake Snell is not signed.
Strange, right?
Unless he's a Boris guy.
He is, yep, the Boris guys.
Boris Bellinger, always waits out the market.
Bellinger and Snell are both out there. Now, for Snell, they're asking for $270 million. For a guy with shaky control and entering his mid-30s, I just don't think $270 million makes sense.
It's a lot of money, but he's won two Cy Young Awards with two different teams.
But we're not paying for track record. We're paying for future. That's the one thing that people don't pay attention to.
No,
we're buying tomorrow. We're not buying yesterday.
So what's he looking for in like for term? How many years does he want?
7 years, 270.
So
I'm sorry, 8 years, 270.
So eight goes into 27. So he's only looking for between 30 and 40 million a year. So if I'm the Dodgers, I would come out and go, hey, right now we'll give you 2 years, 85. Let's go. Wouldn't you do that?
And then you defer 40 of it.
Defer 40.
So you only pay $5 million.
Right, pay $5 million. Yeah, no, I mean.
Wouldn't that be a good play
sure,
for both sides?
It would be a fantastic sign. Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers have tried that front-loaded thing. They tried it with Aaron Judge. They've tried it with multiple players. Where
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper. Like, so, here's 2 years, 90, or here's 2 years, 100.
I would offer Blake Snell 2 years, 90.
Yeah.
And see what he says.
That'd be interesting. He would be a really valuable addition.
Where would he slot in?
He would be your number two starter, I think.
Well, I mean, probably Glasnow is your number two starter.
Blake Snell's better 100. Than Glasnow.
I mean, they were on at the time, yeah.
They were
on
the same team together, and Blake Snell won the Cy Young.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Blake Snell went to San Diego, won the Cy Young again.
Yeah.
Blake Snell's really good.
He is.
And by the way, the Dodgers have always been a team that had tons of lefties, whether it be Kershaw, Rich Hill, Hyunjin Ryu, all these dudes.
Not
they don't have,
anymore.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of lefties now, and Snell's a lefty.
James Paxton is their one lefty starter
and
right
Kershaw.
Now. Oh, and Kershaw at the end of the summer, yeah.
But Snell would slide right in. It depends on how good who's the Japanese pitcher they signed?
Yamamoto. He's going to be the opening day starter, I think,
right.
They announced,
it
right?
depends how good he is, whether or not
that?
Snell is.
Did they announce he's going to be?
I don't think they announced anything.
Okay.
But I don't think.
I'm announcing him as the opening day starter.
Snell might be better than him, but we don't know yet because we haven't seen Yamamoto pitch against major leaguers. But he's, you know, if he does anything close to what he did in Japan, he's going to be great. He's going to be like Shohei as a pitcher.
I mean, if the Dodgers go out and get Blake Snell, which would be just absolutely ridiculous, it's just not fair to the rest of the league at that point.
Greg, you it does not mean you will win the title.
I know it doesn't, but look what you're talking about. You have the most ridiculous 1-9, and then you're going to have the ridiculous 1-6 for your starting pitching. That's unfair to the rest of the league. There'll be people like up in arms and
look
torches.
Look at what has happened in the last 2 years. The Dodgers have run roughshod over everybody, and then they get to the playoffs and flame out in the first round. And by the way, when I say flame out in the first round, Greg, I don't think they've won. They've won one game, right?
They have one win against the Padres, right?
Yeah.
And then none last year, right?
Yeah.
None.
And so, I mean, it's like you always say, it's a crapshoot.
It is a crapshoot. And by the way, you can load up like the Dodgers. You can spend another $1 billion. Doesn't guarantee you a damn thing. If Mookie goes 0-21, you're kind of screwed. If Freddie goes 1-for, I forget what he was. They went combined 1-for, where'd they go? Combined 1-for-25 or something like
I
that.
I remember when the Brooklyn Nets signed Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Oh. I thought, nobody's beating that team.
Super team.
That team is going to be too good. And then they started getting guys to go with them, and I thought, then they got Harden.
Yes.
Okay, so now they got Harden, Kyrie, and Durant.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, if I was a gambler, I would have put money on them. Not only did they not do anything, they went out in the first round of the playoffs. I don't even think they won a game.
Yeah. It's a fluky game.
But it'd be really fun to watch. I'm going to watch all the Dodger games anyway, so go sign Blake Snell. We'll put him in the party.
Yes.
That's going to be a really fun party to watch.
All right, Ireland, coming back next, you're a magnificent play-by-play man. And I have got two different calls of the final play of the Super Bowl.
Oh, here we go. Because if one is one of them, then Nance Romo.
Sure, one is Nance Romo. The other one is a good one too. I just want you to tell me which one you like. But did you know which one I'm talking about?
Awful announcing.
Yeah. All right. Life's journey has got its highs and its lows, and the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. You know, one of the things I'm doing last week during the Mindful Minute, I mentioned a listener who DM'd me about their mental health journey, and it got a huge reaction. Anonymous, I didn't say who it was, but if you want to be part of this and you want to share your mental health journey, you can DM me and I'll work it into my partnership with the LA County Department of Mental Health. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So you know that thing I was going to do?
Yeah.
Didn't work out. But I do.
Oh, the pipe thing? Well, did I? I can't remember if I put it in for today or not. Andrew Marchand, who used to work for ESPN,
yes,
and then was the media columnist for the New York Post, is now, he just left the New York Post and he's gone to The Athletic.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good reporter.
And
he knows everything before we do.
Yeah. So he basically came out and said the final call from Nance and Romo was botched because Romo didn't give Nance any time to set it up.
I've got the call. You're a play-by-play guy. Does he say anything else you want to get to before I play?
No, play.
Okay.
You move to the second quarter. That's right, because I can only see people out there being like, what's going on?
First and goal. Mahomes flings it. It's there! Hartman! Jackpot! Kansas City!
And this was the Andy Reid special. This was the Andy Reid special. We talked about he was saving all day. He's going to fake a motion to go across. And at that moment, he turns and goes back. Hartman, who they didn't have, right? And they go get Hartman and bring him back. And the game-winning drive of Mahomes' career, he's been waiting for. He's won Super Bowls, but he's never had it in an overtime. He is the best. He is the standard. Your Michael Jordan wins it again.
Well, he didn't even give Nance a chance to get one of his patented corny puns in.
Yeah, exactly. Now, see, for me, that's too much talking. It's TV. It's not radio. You don't need to fill up every second. Michael Thompson would never do that.
No, but, and if he did, though, the way I look at Michael and I is when the game is going, that's my time to talk.
Right.
And as soon as the play stops, I shut up.
Right.
And then Michael can jump in. Yeah.
Here is Kevin Harlan's Super Bowl call.
Oh, he's so good.
He is great.
First and goal at the 3. Lining up in the clock at 10 seconds and ticking. In the shotgun, Mahomes. 4-man front. Receiver in motion. Low snap. He runs and he throws. Caught. Touchdown. It's caught. Hartman caught the ball. The Chiefs have won. The Chiefs have won. The entire bench empties. Chasing Mahomes in the end zone. Their third Super Bowl in 5 years. The Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champions. It is a dynasty.
So there's
Kevin
Harlan.
That is just a... That is just a textbook call.
It's a great call.
And that's a fantastic call because he's meeting the moment of the situation. He's
doing did that. You also notice he did what Chick used to do? He dropped in four or five things that I bet you guys didn't even notice he did. Number one, four-man front. Number two, the snap was low.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, he threw it to the right. If you're a radio guy, you're painting a picture for somebody in his car that can't see.
Yeah.
I feel like he described everything perfectly.
See, the problem is Romo goes in there. He was trying to explain the call of what was happening instead of meeting the moment of winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was like, this is what he did in this situation, Jim. He was going down the right side, Jim, and he didn't know what he was going to do, Jim, and went back. It was just, that's not what you need in that moment. You need a Super Bowl call.
Yeah. So one thing, I love Kevin Harlan, and we were talking about him while you were out.
Yeah.
And Sedano and Cap both had great Harlan impressions. Have you heard these?
No.
Okay, so do me a favor. Play the Sedano one first. This is Sedano as Kevin Harlan.
Kelce turns around after the catch, points right to the skybox where Taylor Swift is wearing a red gown with that looks like it has some Chiefs logos on it.
Okay, now listen.
That was perfect cadence.
Listen to Cappy.
They're on the 10-yard line. Check that. Make that the 11-yard line right now. Looks like they've got the trainer looking at the right knee. No, it's now the right ankle. It's his white shoe with the black Nike swoosh, and they're working on the right ankle. The trainer has his left hand on the calf, but his right hand underneath the shoe.
Yeah, it's the greatest. You ever hear Harlan describe the streaker?
No.
All right, Brian, see if you can find that for later. Just type into a search. Kevin, a guy was... They had a streaker.
Yeah,
not Sunday. There was a streaker
there
Sunday.
There was a streaker apparently Sunday.
But earlier there was a streaker, and Harlan just rolled with it and described, he's at the 20. He's at the 10. Yeah. He's got nothing on. No clothing whatsoever. It's just really good.
We don't know what happened to the streaker. Romo started talking about the streaker, and then somebody obviously said, we're not allowed to talk about streakers.
Well, the unwritten rule in broadcasting is you don't acknowledge it or mention it. You don't show it. You don't mention it because it encourages people to do it.
Yes.
So that's why I've done games where I've been the sideline reporter and stuff has happened in the stands that the Angels don't want out there or the Lakers don't want out there, and we just ignore it.
Right.
Which is what you're supposed to do with a streaker.
What's interesting is last night when I was over at Channel 11, Congressperson Sydney Kamlager was there.
Okay.
And she said...
That's a California congressperson?
California congressperson. And she said, you could bet on whether or not there would be a streaker. So somebody actually won money because there was a streaker on the field, even though they didn't show it. She said it was 500-1. Now, I don't know.
But wait a minute. If we would have been thinking.
Yeah.
We just pay some college kid. We just get...
That's what I say.
If we get Parker, Cody, and DeAndre to streak through the end zone, and we give them a cut of the money.
Or what about, I'm going to make this bet, then I'm going to be the streaker.
Well, but you're a public figure. You can't get arrested.
Oh, yeah, I could. You're right. I'd have to sin.
But
No. Just do it.
That would be a heck of a blueprint podcast if all three of them did it and got caught.
It would be amazing. And, they get drilled now when they go out on the field. We didn't see it, but I'm sure that guy got tackled. Hard.
Yes, I think there was two of them, I think, right?
And were there a double streaker situation?
Yeah, except they only took off their shirt.
Yeah, I heard they only took off their shirt.
Is that really streaking?
It was like half streaking.
No,
lazy streaker.
That's like shirts and skins at Venice Beach. Yeah. That's nothing. Right.
That's a scared streaker, and really, they should be hit harder.
Oh, Brian already found the Kevin Harlan streaker call, so here's the one. I was talking about. This happened on a Monday night game a couple years ago.
That's so damn
funny. Just the best.
Yeah, that is so funny. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. I want to do some Lakers coming up.
Okay, good.
Tonight.
I put some very fun stuff on the wheel.
Okay, good.
So there's some good stuff on
there. We will do that coming up. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, BB Go is the official game day snack of the Lakers. Bergman and I have tons of BB Go in our freezer right now. Mouthwatering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. You should keep your freezer stocked with BB Go. You just throw it in and you're already having dinner. It's number one food brand in Korea, and it's making the whole world more delicious. As they say, minimum effort, maximum flavors. BB Go is available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. BB Go Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with BB Go, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right. Oh, okay. I'm going to need your help on this one because you guys are more into social media than I am. I'm not on Instagram. You guys all are.
Yes.
So you guys know about this romance between Larsa Pippen, Scottie's ex-wife, and Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son.
Yes.
Did they get married?
They're engaged. Oh. But.
But.
Here's my question. This is the wheel today. They have unfollowed each other on Instagram. Okay? Unfollowed each other on Instagram. Can I assume from that fact alone, no other outside facts, but if they've unfollowed each other on Instagram, can I assume they've broken up?
100% yes.
Brian, what do you think?
Oh, 100% yes as well. And they also had some like passive-aggressive Instagram stories going out. Not directly toward each other.
In their stories, okay.
Right, right.
Yeah,
but if, like, Mace, if they unfollow each other, is it simply A equals B? If you're
A equals B, it's over. That's it.
Even in like a court of law, I could say, Mason unfollowed me, that's when we broke up.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
You absolutely could.
It's that. So unfollowing someone, like my wife, Lisa, said, it's either that they broke up or they had a huge fight.
Yeah.
But if you have a huge fight, do you necessarily unfollow that?
No,
I don't know.
But think about all the subtle messages you send with social media. For example, if you're an NBA player, you unfollow your team. Right? That says something if you unfollow your team.
And that happens fairly frequently,
right? If you unfollow another player who you're having a dispute with, well, it means something. I mean, these are calculated decisions to send messages to each other in a very public way. That would not be my style, but if you're a famous influencer type person, maybe that's the case.
I can explain it to you this way, John. You'll understand it this way. Yusuf Nurkic and Draymond Green don't follow each other.
Did they?
No, I don't know. They're fighting.
They're arguing. I know they're fighting.
When I've dated women, as we would be friends on Instagram, when it's done, I take them off. Because why?
Do you
why
follow do anybody see, you used to date?
That I used to date?
In other words, yeah, Ireland. It's been so long.
I've been with the same woman for 30 years. Yeah,
I follow
people like my college girlfriend. I follow and
do you?
Yeah, and
does Lisa know?
Yeah.
Oh, she knows?
Yeah.
So I actually am following the last girl I dated, and she's following me still.
But maybe there's something going on.
You and I don't follow Bergman. That doesn't mean we don't.
By the way, that is the weirdest thing. I was on Twitter this weekend.
I think maybe I do follow you again now.
You do again.
You do. I do not for some reason.
Mason, you did it to like copy onto John's bit and then just never.
Never.
I totally forgot. Well, it's kind of like my blue check mark. They took it away and I can't get back.
Except I didn't do that. But now you keep mentioning that you don't follow me and then don't go and follow me.
The shine of a blue check mark has kind of gone away, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, now that people definitely. Can
like
buy
now
them.
If you have like I have one, but I don't even know how I got it, and I would give it to you. I don't know what it does.
The station had a certain number of blue check marks. At one point I had one, then they took it away, and you know what? The truth is I don't think blue check marks are that big a deal.
You know who has
my life has marched on.
You know Graham Metzger who works here
yes,
now?
Yes, of course.
He has a blue check mark.
Did he buy it?
I don't know how he got it, but he.
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know anybody.
You didn't buy it.
I don't know anybody who paid for that.
If you want to know about Cal State Northridge.
Okay.
Graham's father is a teacher at Cal State Long Beach.
But
does Graham go to Northridge?
No.
Graham called a Northridge game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Last week or week before, something like that, for ESPN Plus. He's an up and comer. Although, as my not stepdad Leo said, who is that kid running around in the studio?
He does look very, very young.
Very, very young.
Yeah, Mason, okay, so you keep talking about the fact that you don't follow me. Are
Correct.
You going to go back and actually follow
me? I wouldn't. He'll just...
I don't care one way or the other.
Because he'll put out random pistachio tweets that make no sense.
Because I love pistachios and eat them
a lot.
I, a lot, and I've run into the situation. It is a waste when it's closed and you can't fully open
you
the
You two
pistachio.
Are idiots. You know you yeah, can buy them without right the shell.
No, I don't want them without
then,
the shell.
But then you're just eating calories.
Right.
If you have to work at it, it's not so bad.
Yeah, totally like in agree. My golf bag, I have unshelled pistachios at all times.
Right, but see, then you can just eat them by the handful. And
exactly.
They're, yeah, but I want to work at them.
I'm the same way. I want to actually open them because I'm not going to start to hurt your hand after a little while, and then I stop.
Exactly. It keeps you from eating too many of them. Okay, Corporate Greg, at Corporate underscore Greg.
That's right. My last few tweets have not been silly tweets.
Your bio says, I talk nonsense on the radio with Mason and Ireland. Also jump in from time to time on other shows. So a lot of nonsense talking.
Yeah, I mean, is that wrong?
That's dead accurate, actually.
His pin tweet is, there is nothing more frustrating than a pistachio that can't be opened. I'm missing out on a quality pistachio nut. Hashtag pistachios are good.
That's the tweet that drove me over the edge.
Yep.
When you claimed there was nothing in the world. And I think you did it like right before COVID. And it's like,
well,
there's nothing worse.
It was 2018.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
way
a year
pre-COVID.
Before.
Yeah.
Two.
Okay, Bergman, there it is.
Yay!
Following Greg Bergman.
I think Ireland, you still do, right?
Yeah, I think I do. I can assume
they
now for all future scenarios that if someone unfollows somebody and they're dating, that relationship is over.
They've broken up.
It's that black and white.
They've broken up.
Okay.
Yeah. It's over.
That's it. It's over.
It's over.
Once you don't follow somebody. Bergman, do you follow anybody, Brian, who you used to date?
Maybe from high school, but not like my last, not the most recent from college now.
I've been asked not to.
This person I...
But I still keep track. I still keep track. So, but I was forbidden to get together.
Really?
Yeah. I was told, you can't like get together and have lunch with that person.
You just need to learn this. If it was any other
day. If it was any other day, exactly right. All right, so.
Two different people.
Oh, so you're following a lot of your exes.
Still following me?
That's okay. Cool. So, Ireland, Lakers tonight, they've been playing really good ball. Was it 4 out of 5?
Right.
The one loss was to the defending NBA champions.
Without D'Angelo Russell.
Correct. And I am prepared to make a mythical money bet on the Lakers.
Tonight?
No, for the rest of the season.
Which is?
I say, what's the win total that I could get odds at? Granted that they're like a game or two above 500. We sort of estimated 43.5, 44.5, something like that.
I'd like if you bet it today.
Yes, if I bet it today. You set the number. What number makes it tough on me?
I think we can still give you the one that was out. This was on January 2nd.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good one.
We're going a month back. 43.5.
Give me the over.
Okay.
Give me the over. Over 43.5. Those are the actual odds.
From who? From ESPN Bet?
From something called thelines.com.
I don't know what that is.
I say 45.5. I can't navigate around that ESPN Bet site. Can you?
Yeah, I can't get this. I was trying to get
it's,
the...
It's like it'll get there eventually, right. But it's hard to get.
I'm taking Ireland's number.
I don't like that.
43.5. He's
45.
Okay, wait a minute.
45.5. Well, John, let's talk about this because we could set the line.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Vegas Insider.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
Has you at 47.5.
Oh, come on.
So let's meet in the middle.
No.
That's fair.
At 45.5.
45.5.
Okay, so let's think about this. Bergman, you're a good mathematician.
Sometimes.
What's the record they need to get in the last, 26 games?
They're 28 and 26 now.
So that is 54 games, which means that there's 28 more games. So they have to go 18 and 10.
That's
18
fair.
And 10.
That's fair.
I think they're going to go 18 and 10.
Yeah, that's a good.
That was some good mathing.
Yeah, that was actually impressive.
That's a good. That's a fair bet for Mason on both sides. Okay, well, how much?
$10,000 mythical dollars, they go over. Another $10,000 mythical dollars that they finish in the sixth seed or better.
$10,000 or better?
Can I get odds on that?
Well, wait a minute. You only
They're
have
three
to
and
make,
a half out of
yeah,
the six.
I was going to say, you only have to make up 3.5 games, and they have right now the team that's in the six is Phoenix.
Yep.
And they've beaten Phoenix 3 out of 4 times.
Okay.
So you have the tiebreaker there, too.
All right.
So it's really more like 3. That's a doable bet.
Okay. Give me $10,000 mythical dollars on being at least the six. Six or better.
Six seed or better. All right. No odds on that.
No odds.
You got 20.
I just think I love the way they're – I'm really interested to see what this three-guard lineup looks like with Spencer Dinwiddie out there with Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo is playing tonight.
Yeah, tonight's DOD. Debut of Dinwiddie.
Debut of Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
It's better than DOA, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. Are we calling him dead on arrival?
Yeah, dead on arrival.
DOD stands for, the common phrase for DOD is Department of Defense.
Yes, that's correct.
But in this case, it is debut of Dinwiddie.
Yeah, he's sort of a middle-of-the-road defender.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is he a plus defender or is he middle-of-the-road defender?
Here's the thing with the Lakers. Anthony Davis is so good on defense that all these other guys just need to stay out on their man and take away their outside shot. Because if they get beat off the dribble, Anthony Davis will pick them up.
Don't you think, and I don't know, again, I don't know the odds on this, but I think Anthony Davis should absolutely be top three in defensive player of the year, if not winning defensive player of the year. He's played a ton of games.
Rudy Gobert's going to be number one.
Yep.
Because Minnesota has the best record.
Right,
by the way, Minnesota went into crypto last night and blew the doors off the Clippers.
Yeah,
Minnesota really convinced.
You know, for real. Something interesting. I saw.
You love Rudy Gobert, by the way.
He's the worst. Law Murray. Do you know who Law Murray is? He's just somebody who works for The Athletic. Talks about the Clippers a lot. He said that there are 14 other teams in the Western Conference. The LA Clippers have beaten all of them at least once this season, except for the Timberwolves.
Mm.
Yeah, Timberwolves are really good.
Yeah,
Timberwolves are now number one in the West.
Yeah, Minnesota is the Clippers' kryptonite.
I think the playoffs are the Clippers.
Yeah, no. The second round. No, they did get by the second round once. Yeah,
once.
Exactly. All right, coming up next, we're going to do 2 o'clock call of the day. Talking some Lakers, some leftover Super Bowl stuff. What else? Valentine's Day is tomorrow. All this stuff is coming up. 877-710-ESPN. It is the one time a day when we actually take some of your phone calls. Jump in here now, 877-710-ESPN. Okay, I've been telling you guys for a while now, Valentine's Day is officially tomorrow, and you're running out of time to get your wife or your girlfriend or your significant other flowers for Valentine's Day. I can help you right now with 25% off from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. Now, there is nothing worse then flowers that dry out and die the day after you get them. That's what's going to happen if you get them from the grocery store tomorrow night, last minute. That's why I only use Bouqs. Their flowers last longer, stay fresh longer, because their flowers come from the best flower farms. They even use a flower farm on the side of a volcano. That's how dedicated they are at the Bouqs company. Bouqs is easy. You can buy roses with one click or choose one of their unique modern designs you can't find anywhere else, like the 100 red roses. Be the hero. Go to Bouqs.com. Use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com. Promo code ESPN. Go to Bouqs.com. Promo code ESPN. Valentine's Day officially tomorrow. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.